federal government's in the process of dividing up the 7,400-acre site of the old ammunition plant. But first, the Army is looking at burning some of the 900 buildings there. The problem is that pipes in some of the old buildings contain paint with PCBs. Army official Joan Kenny says you can't just take down the pipes and deal with them separately.
The building is structurally unsound, and there is explosive residue in and around the pipes throughout the building. We're looking for the safest way for humans to address this problem, and the immediate threats from worker safety in trying to remove the pipes seem to be a more acute threat than any potential air emissions that might result by leaving the pipes in.
But the PCBs on some of the pipes exceed a federal open waste burning limit of 50 parts per million. So the Army needs the Environmental Protection Agency to give a special okay for the Badger ammo burn. More than 60 groups from around the U.S. have just asked the EPA office in Chicago to reject the proposal. Laura Ola of Citizens for Safe Water Around Badger says some of the pipes have more than 400 times the allowed level of PCBs, and that burning would also release other harmful compounds like dioxin. Ola says the Army should wet the explosive residue so it won't detonate, and then take down the buildings using protective equipment.
The driver is protected with bulletproof glass. The machine itself is protected. It's got a great big arm on it. You push it down, and then it goes into a landfill at Badger, which they already have, which has already been approved by DNR to accept PCB waste.
Ola says she doesn't want PCBs and dioxins getting in other soil or blowing toward nearby cities. She says if the Army wins at Badger, it'll seek similar exemptions elsewhere. The EPA says it's completed a preliminary study of the proposed burn and is talking with its risk assessors. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.